Well done. Brilliant. Okay, so the disciples, they were in the boat. They had this big diversion at the start, and it turned out that Jesus was with them in it because actually he needed to go and to die for them. But then after the diversion, there was this issue of, what are we doing first? Danger. So Jesus said, it was Jesus' fault. You get in that boat and you go across the lake. And they were rowing hard across the lake in stormy conditions. And it was a bit scary for them. Again, it would have been good to have the baptism pool open to raise the jeopardy. But we're going to have to make do with blindfolds instead. Is the jar of delights in its place? Can you put it in its place, Barney? On the doodah. Excellent. Okay, so there. The jar of delights is on the doodah. Would anybody like to approach the jar of delights this morning? Lucas, that was a very quick hand up you come. Very good. Lucas is going to approach the jar of delights. I think we should probably also have a grown-up volunteer to approach the jar of delights. Have you noticed how, like, when I ask for a volunteer, like, children put their hands up and grown-ups go and try and hide? But they can't hide. Who should we have? Who should we pick? It's Simon Runham. Simon Runham. Is Simon Runham here? There he is. You have been picked, sir. Down you come. Okay, well, it's a very simple task. All you need to do is approach the jar of delights. Unfortunately, somebody put the chairs out all wonky this morning. So in order to approach the jar of delights, you have to proceed down the wonky aisle. Now, it wouldn't be dangerous, would it, if you just had to walk? So let's just pop this blindfold on you. There we go. Let's get it ready. Okay, there we go. How about that? Yeah, okay, that's right. Okay.
Hi.
Mr. Funham. Here's your blindfold.
Lovely.
Actually, you need to leave your glasses here. We'll put them there so they're not on the edge. Good. Excellent. Happy days. Oh, sorry, messed your hair up. There we go. Can you breathe?
Yeah.
Are you alive?
Just.
Yeah, okay, good. Right, that's excellent. Now we need some spinning volunteers to up the ante. Jacob Runham, very keen. Down you come. And James, fancy that. Okay, your brother has very kindly agreed to come and... just wait a sec, we'll get started in a moment when Jacob arrives. To come and spin you around. That'd be good. In your own time, Jacob. Here he is. Okay. So if you could give those two a good spin, that would be helpful. Just give them a spin, Jacob. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Get on with it. Good. Okay. Try not to make yourself dizzy as well. Okay. That'll do. Okay. I'll give you a little countdown. Come on, Jacob. You can do better than that. 5, 4, keep going. 3, 2, 1. Okay, excellent. Good spinning. Stop. Just leave them there. Very good. Well, you two can go and sit down. Now then, they will each need a guide. They will each need another. The guide can travel with them, but may not touch them. Okay, so give them directions. I would stop walking if I were you, James. The guide, who would you like to have guiding you, James? You can pick a guide. You don't know. Okay, I'll pick a trustworthy guide for you. Lucy Sadler. Okay, good. And let's come on, Lucy. Now, you must not touch James, okay? You've just got to tell him where to go. You tell him to turn, walk forwards, turn left. And... it's Lucas. Oh, sorry, Lucas. Brotherly confusion there. Okay. No, I'm just looking around. Anybody want to be a guide? Okay, Sophia, you can be a guide. Good. You put your hand up at the wrong time if you don't want to be a guide. Do you not want to be a guide?
I'm
Yes, you do. Come on. Okay. Right, okay. Okay, so you guys, Lucy, you must not touch Lucas, okay? Likewise, Sophia and Mr. Funham, okay? Off you go. Take them to the Jar of Delights. Who's going to get there first is the question. Oh, there's... More spinning required, maybe. Okay, there we go. Okay, put the jar back. Take your treat. No, put the jar back. Keep your blindfold on. Take a treat. Excellent. Somebody spin him around a bit, and then... Okay, yeah, you can do it, Lucy. That's fine. That's very good. And then guide him back again, Lucy, before he opens his treats. Come on, Sophia. Okay, hang on. We'll hang on with a round of applause. Well done, you two. That's a brilliant job. You can take your blindfold off and just watch this comedy that's unfolding. I think you picked very well when you picked Mr. Funham. He's made it. Well done, Simon. Top job. Now then, you two. Now that was very dangerous. Simon bumped into a chair. You were both dizzy. How was your experience of getting to the far end? It was easy. Why was it easy?
It's virtually a straight line.
It's virtually a straight line until you get to there.
I just walk in a straight line and go left or right.
Okay, and Lucy was there with you, wasn't she? All the time, helping you through. Simon, how did you find that experience?
Yeah, bit disorientating.
Bit disorientating? The spinning was perhaps unhelpful?
Yes.
Good.
90 degrees, I think we need to learn our angles.
Okay. Okay, well done. Go sit down, give him a round of applause, everybody. Okay, see, the thing is, when you do follow Jesus and you do take the diversions that he gives you in life, the dibber doesn't always work. There we go. Eventually. Sometimes you do end up, if you follow Jesus, in places that are slightly more dangerous than you would have done otherwise. I suggest that quite possibly going to Malawi and exposing yourself to all sorts of nasty tummy bugs is a bit more dangerous than staying in Cam. But it's something that God called Jeff and Anne to do. And it's often like that. Sometimes when we follow Jesus, we do end up getting into places that are slightly more dangerous than we would have done otherwise. But the thing is this, Jesus is with us in those places. They went out, they did as they were told. They went out onto the water. They were disorientated because there'd been this diversion. They weren't quite sure what was going to happen. And Jesus was there with them in the choppy waves and in the storm and in that difficult place. He was there with them. We had an interesting conversation at the our membership group this week. We were talking about prayer and we asked the question, do you find it easier to pray? Do you find it easier to call out to God, to know that God's with you in when things are easy in your life or when things are difficult? And do you know what, kids? All of the grown-ups in that group this week, all of them said they find it easier to pray and cry out to God when things are difficult in their lives. Now, not every group gives the same answer as that, but I did think it was interesting. that even in the difficult places in life, when we're struggling, when things are going wrong at work or at home, Jesus is there with us in that place. And sometimes we're actually in that dangerous or difficult place because Jesus has sent us and Jesus is leading us in that direction. Even when we walk through the darkest valley, God is there with us. Even when we walk through waters or fire, metaphorically, God is there with us. So there's danger sometimes along the way, and Jesus is with us in that. But there was also, in the story we were listening to earlier, doubt. Where's Will? Do you remember what happened when Peter stopped looking at Jesus and he started looking at the waves? What happened to him? He was scared. And then what started to happen? Do you remember you acted it very well? What happened to Peter? He started to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus. And Jesus sort of told him off afterwards. He said, "Why have you got so little faith? Why did you doubt?" But the interesting thing, the thing that I thought was really interesting, was when Peter was full of faith, he cried out to Jesus. He said, "If it is you, Lord, call to me and I'll come out on the water to you." You know, there he was in a place of risky, adventurous faith, calling out to Jesus. And Jesus responded. Jesus said, "Come." And he got out of the boat and he went. And then he starts to doubt Jesus. Then things start going wrong. Then things don't work out exactly how he expected. And he calls out to Jesus again. He calls out to Jesus when he's in that great place and that place of rising faith and excitement. But then he calls out to Jesus again when he's in that place of sinking doubt and terror. And both times, Jesus hears him. Both times, Jesus responds to him. You know, sometimes I think we grown-ups have been a bit naughty in the way that we deal with people who doubt. You know, we thought, well, that's a bit scary. Somebody is doubting their faith. We need to stay away from them. Might be catching. Don't want to have anything to do with that. You know, don't want to lose what I've got. But Jesus doesn't respond like that at all. He just reaches out the hand. You know, it says in Jude that we're to show mercy to people who doubt. Look at the way that Jesus deals with people who doubt. He says, "Come on, Thomas, put your hands in the wounds." He deals with people who doubt gently. And I think in a way, you know, doubt is not necessarily the opposite of faith. I think unbelief is the opposite of faith. When we say, "I'm not going to believe, despite what I've seen, despite what God's calling me to do, I'm not going to believe." I think sometimes doubt is part of the life of faith. You know, they were in that place and out on that water because Jesus had told them to go there. And Peter was out of the boat because he'd been told to be there. He'd been invited to come. I think sometimes doubt is there almost as part of the life of faith. And the important thing is that we remember that Jesus is with us. We look to Jesus and we keep our eyes on Jesus. When the diversions come, we keep our eyes on Jesus. When the danger comes, we keep our eyes on Jesus. We keep listening to him directing us which way to go. And when the doubt comes, we don't lock ourselves in a cupboard and read Richard Dawkins and stop going to church. I wish that was a joke, but that's what people do. When the doubt comes, we need to look to Jesus and keep walking with him and with his people, because that is actually part of the journey that we're on. So let's just stop and remember that Jesus is with us as we pray, and then Vicky is going to come and lead us in some worship. Lord Jesus, thank you that when we read the Bible, we see actually that things were difficult and dangerous and doubt-provoking for all of your followers, right at the very start. Not all the time, but there were times when they doubted and times when they struggled and times when they were in danger. And thank you, Jesus, that you were with them in those places just as much as you were with them in the high places and the triumphs and on the day of Pentecost and all the wonderful things that happened. You were with them in the dark places and the doubt and the danger as well. Help us always to remember that you are with us too. Please open our eyes to see you with us. Help us to keep on reaching out our hands to you, whatever situation we're in. Help us to keep praising you and keep seeking you no matter what. Thank you, Jesus, that you're there in the middle of the waves and you're there when we doubt. And thank you that your diversions in the end work out to be the best plans. Amen.